Of Psalm 27. One thing I ask of the Lord, only that do I seek, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to frequent God's temple. My house is complete madness. We have four teenagers, but it doesn't end there. We have chickens, geese, and ducks in our yard. And once upon a time, we had two dogs, which all was pretty manageable. And then someone in my family decided it would be a good idea to get a cat. So we looked online and found the perfect feline through a local cat rescue. We made an appointment to come meet her, and everyone in my family piled into the car. The cat rescue was in an old Victorian farmhouse, way out in the country. The woman who ran it, Sarah, had terminal cancer, so she had moved her beloved cat rescue to her home so that she and her family could continue to care for the kitties, even though she was really too weak and ill to do much but feed them. Walking into her beautiful old house, there was quite a feeling of cognitive dissonance. The nice furniture was piled into what had once apparently been a formal dining room to give way for about 100 cats who wandered around in empty rooms, save some kitty towers placed throughout. The smell of the cats was pretty overwhelming. But at the same time, the human living spaces, the kitchen and a room with a lone couch and a TV monitor on the wall, were squeaky clean. For Sarah, this was her home in her final days. Her choice was clear. The priority was family and rescue of cats, not the beautiful old Victorian trim or the shiny dining room table or fancy curtains that were now buried in displacement. Once inside her home, we were overcome by the need of rehoming these cats. We met our kitty, Pebbles, but another cat lingered at my feet. So I picked her up. She was a gray tortie, very petite, with bright green eyes. I held her and she began to purr loudly. And then she wiggled loose from my arms and climbed up onto my neck, burrowing under my long, dark hair. Sarah looked at me and then the tortie and said, "Well, it seems she has chosen you. Do you want her as well? Look, I have space here for about 100 cats. Everyone that leaves gives us room for another that needs a home. We have to turn away cats when we don't have room." My husband looked at me, and he looked at the cat. I could see he was more than willing to take her home. I was usually the one who drew the line at such things. But this cat had chosen me. She had chosen me. I knew I would never be able to forget this connection. So I said, well, we only brought one kennel because we only planned to get the one cat. Sarah lit up. I can lend you one. That's no problem. So there it was. We brought two cats home that day. Pebbles, a crazy calico, and Ellie, a graceful but moody gray tortie. A month later, we acquired another cat. That is another story for another day. And a year later, we adopted our third dog, a hyperactive but super cute Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, who we aptly named Chuck. Holy heaven and a half. 4 teenagers, 30 chickens, 16 ducks, 2 geese, 3 cats, and 3 dogs. Our house is complete madness. So it is no wonder that I have a very committed prayer life. I think I would not be able to handle all of this without my time with God, without my time in prayer, reflection, and quiet. In the mornings, as our house comes to life, and our two roosters, Archie and Steve, loudly proclaim to the world their existence, I settle into the dining room of my house. I gently unfold my tallit and tent it over my head, and then sing Ma Tovu. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. I think perhaps from now on I will add the following, our verse for today, Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask of the Lord, only that do I seek, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to frequent God's temple. You see, my house is complete madness, but in spiritual practice, in my time every day with God, I am able to enter into the tent, into the house of the Lord, to frequent God's temple. And it is frequent. It is any time I need that encounter, that peace, to take refuge from the storm and the world around me, from the constant energy of my kids, their YouTube videos blaring, my husband yelling for them to turn it all down, from the dogs barking at the UPS guy, and the cats running up and down the hallway nonstop, from the geese honking their heads off in the yard, and the phone ringing incessantly with political messages. Despite all of this, when I stand under my tallit, I am transported to the desert, dust under my feet, vast sky above me, arid breeze filling Jacob's tent. For Sarah, a woman in her last days, the house of the Lord was created in her mission to rescue cats from abandonment. Her tent was filled with her children, her husband, and the cats. They became the prayer of her beautiful life, rather than a fancy house and nice furniture. There she lived out her last days in the house of the Lord, gazing upon the beauty of God in creation. About a year ago, we found out that she had indeed died. The message of her passing was on a Facebook group. I was overcome with sadness, but I also marveled at her life as I watched Pebbles and Ellie running around, being crazy, as they do regularly. Part of her tent, her house of the Lord, is now in my house and has become part of my tent. I feel honored to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord that she passed on to me. Creating spiritual practice, davening, talking to God, these are all things we can do to bring the house of the Lord into our homes, especially during Elul. Some of us have well-established practices, but others are just beginning, just learning. And still others may have in the past entered into the temple regularly, But the demands of life outside of the house of the Lord have drawn us out. My request for all of us here right now is that we enter into the temple. We don't have to stay long. We don't have to wander through all of the halls and into all of the rooms. Just walk through the front door. Stand there in peace for a few moments, if that is what we have. This is God's gift to us, not an obligation for us to God. That we have a shelter in the storm of life, a temple to find refuge in, a place of holiness, of wonder, of peace, of quiet, of awe, of beauty, even in this chaos of life and the world around us.
Lachazot b'noam Hashem u'levaker